Back now with Day to
Day and some potentially bad news for those caught up in the nation's housing slump. Newly released Census Bureau figures include a sign that the slump may have further to go. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. Steve, what's in those census figures?
Well, Madeline, it's the number of homes for sale in the country that are empty, and it's high. As of late December, there were 2.1 million vacant homes for sale. That's 2.7% of all homes for sale. And before the end of last year, the number had never been higher than 2% vacant in 40 years of tracking this figure. So this number is one-third higher.
And is it worse in some places than others?
It is indeed, yeah. In the South, the vacancy rate for homes on the market is 3%. In the Midwest, it's 2.9%. The West and Northeast are below the national average at 2.4% and 2%, respectively. But again, even those are high by historic standards.
And what's behind this, Steve?
Well, you know, what's driving it is more than just folks who've had to move and can't find a buyer, unfortunately. A lot of economists see this number as a sign that a lot of speculators are holding the bag right now. And I guess that's why they call it speculation, because, you know, you really can lose betting on housing. And a lot of folks weren't believing that for a long time. But for anyone sitting on an empty house right now, this could be really tough because they're paying the mortgage on empty houses whose values may also be dropping.
Right. Well, how does this affect the overall housing market?
Well, you know, it's not bad news for everyone. At least that's what I heard this morning from Nicholas Retsinas at the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University. Here's his take on the meaning of the high vacancy rate.
It will really sort of cool down and chill the housing market. It says that there is an oversupply. For the buyers, that's good news. It gives them more choices. But at the same time, buyers get skittish with this number because there are so many options. They worry whether the prices are going to hold if they do buy.
And you know, Madeline, potential buyers may have good reason to hold back because folks stuck paying for empty houses have lots of incentive to cut prices further. And that's why so many vacant houses on the market can be especially troubling, because it could keep prices flat or trending downward for some time.
And of course, then that does spill over into the larger economy, right?
Well, the big question is whether it will. It's what housing economists refer to as contagion. And the answer is yes, it could. But the good news so far is that it hasn't been spreading. You know, unemployment is low despite lost construction jobs everywhere. Consumers are spending. And even home sales have stabilized in a lot of places. So we've dodged the bullets so far. But even Nick Retsinas at Harvard isn't so sure we'll stay that lucky.
There's a little bit of a sense that we may have reached the bottom, but there's an equal sense that the bottom is pretty low and it may take a long time before we climb out of it.
So if you're trying to get out from under a house, I guess the word is to keep your seatbelt buckled right now. By the way, Madeline, tonight on Marketplace, one of our intrepid reporters is going to give himself up for science. He's going to be trying a new hand gel that contains nicotine. If you rub it in, it supposedly helps you quit smoking. So we'll see if it works for him.
It may help you not catch a cold, too, for that matter. Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.